Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. I just heard you.
You got a new song? You said you had a good
Oh,
one.
yeah. Ready? Ready? Vakey up. I love you, bro, bro. You call me up and I say yo, yo. Vakey up. I love you, bro. Brothers talking tonight.
Nice. Very
like
good.
Vakey up.
So what's new with you?
Well, last night I went and hung out with 1015 Club Girls, this comedy group I have.
Okay.
And when we hang out on Mondays, that just seems to be the day we're off or whatever, we'll have rehearsal. But The Bachelor, Bachelorette comes on those days, and they like watching that show. And I fucking hate that show. It is so bad. And it...
I believe you.
It is. It's boring. It's really boring. And it's so, like, inauthentic, like, manufactured, like, ugh. And I tolerated it, and it made me, like, just, like, whatever. It's a dumb show. Like, I'll watch it, like, if, you know, maybe I want to watch sports or something, and they don't, they hate that, but they'll tolerate it. But... you probably have no idea, so I'm going to explain to you. Like, there's this big...
Yeah, dude, I would never watch that.
No, yeah, you shouldn't. It's terrible, and I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't know these things. But, okay, so the way it works is, like, it goes off between The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, like, the next season after The Bachelor's The Bachelorette, because a person who was on... like a contestant, like trying to get chosen by the person. So like The Bachelor is a guy and he's picking between all these girls. Then the next season is a Bachelorette and it's someone from that season who didn't get picked, who like the audience fell in love with, and now this person is, So the season finale last season of The Bachelor, he chose this girl. She won. And then, and it was like, the fucking show was like 3 hours long or something ridiculous, the finale, because it was like a whole show where everything happened. He chose the girl, and then it was like, and this is what happened next. This film, this unedited footage, this has never before happened on The Bachelor.
Oh,
blah,
like
blah,
we're
blah.
Fucking finding Bigfoot or something.
No, well... like, what happened was then he decided, after, like, some months, that he wanted to be with the other girl. And so they had, like, it was like she won, she did the show, and then they did this thing where they went and, like, this unedited footage of their breakup, of him telling her, so you're sitting there and we're watching this, like, woman get broken up with in this really public and awful way. And it made me really mad that then everyone's like, well, fuck him. Fuck him. And I can't believe he did that to her. Da 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 da. And it's like, okay. People
you
fucking break up with people. People choke. Well, here's the thing. That's not on him. That's on the show. The show did that to her. People fucking break up. And it was in this public way. And so, like, we're all doing that to
and
her.
By
we can't
the
be
way,
like, fuck him.
Exactly.
And
yeah, exactly. By the way, everybody's complicit. You're all complicit. If you think that that's a shitty thing, then you shouldn't watch that stupid show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's how I feel. And now she's the Bachelorette, which makes me even madder. Like, if she had... like, now I'm not on her side, because if she had been like, fuck this show, fuck you, because clearly she was like, and she would like, it was like, we were watching her weep over, like, this relationship, and that this guy is now choosing
fake.
This other girl. I mean...
she wasn't weeping, let me tell you
something.
She wasn't weeping about the relationship. No, I don't think she was acting.
I mean,
I think she was actually upset.
Right, okay.
But I don't think that she was upset because she's not with that guy. She doesn't give a fuck about that guy. She's upset because she didn't win. She's upset because her whole reality is based on being a fucking the center of attention and
Well,
being
now,
the
yeah,
one
now
that.
because now she's on this show. So, like, first episode of this thing, she's like meeting all the guys, and then she meets this one guy who she knows, who, like, she doesn't, like, really know him, but, like, they've had interactions before, and she's like, oh. And then she sends him home, and she's like, I don't think you're here for the right reasons. Like, you could have, like, talked to me before without this show, blah 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 blah, and they were like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, no, everybody is on this show for the, like, nobody. That's everyone. Everyone just wants to be on TV, and to go back to my sports analogy thing, like, I can get morally indignant about this because I think it's boring and stupid. Much the way
Right.
people can with football
Which I do.
get morally indignant. Right. You can go, I can't believe they would, you know, they're getting concussions, they're blah 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 blah, and I'm going, okay, but I like watching it, so I'm gonna ignore that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So I'm not
totally.
like putting myself on a high horse above them, like I'm morally superior to them. I just hate the show.
Yeah, well,
And
yeah,
wish
because
we didn't watch
if it's
it.
boring,
Yeah.
then it makes all that stuff that's like, yeah, but this is like boring and bad for society. It's really easy. Like, I don't drink Coca-Cola because I don't really like it, and so it's really easy for me to be like to say, oh, Coca-Cola is bad. They do bad things. On the other hand,
Right.
occasionally I eat meat. I like meat quite a bit, even though I know
Right.
meat's bad. So I'm not gonna give
Right.
anybody shit because they drink
Right.
Coca-Cola.
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
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 Well, that sounds terrible. You know what
Oh,
it
and
reminds?
also, can I just say one thing too? Last night, it was interrupted because of Trump meeting Kim
Oh,
Jong-un.
so.
So it was like, oh, great, this thing I don't want to watch is interrupted by this other thing I don't want to fucking watch. But sorry, go ahead.
No, I can't remember. Oh, but it reminds me of when you're a kid and you have there when a bad show is on that you really don't want to watch and you're sitting and watching it, that feeling is the most, I don't know why it's so painful, but it's just the most painful thing ever.
When you're a kid, like the news, what do you mean?
Or not the,
Like
or
when?
maybe like golf or something. Like somebody's watching golf and you're sitting there
And
and you're
you
watching
have,
it.
okay.
And you get this, it's like the first time as a kid that you understand like what mortality is. You're like,
Whoa, wait, what? Go
because
ahead,
you're sitting and you're
explain.
doing this thing that you know that you're like, I could be doing anything else, spending my life. I could be playing outside. I could be doing this. And instead, I'm sitting inside a house in the middle of the day while the sun is shining and golf is playing. And my life, the hours of
Right.
my life, the seconds of my life are just ticking away. You know what I mean? That's what I feel
Right,
like with The
right, right.
Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You can actually feel yourself dying as you watch it.
Well, I mean, I try to not. I try to, like, we're hang like this is we're hanging out. I try to focus on this is what they want to do, and I'm doing it because I want to hang out with them.
You make compromises for
And
relationships that you're in, yeah.
yeah. So, like, you know, if you're listening, I don't think you're not making me feel like I want to die, Ben 15 Club. But
But if it was me,
I
that's
still
how
wish
I
we
would
didn't watch
feel.
that show.
I was
Okay.
okay, so what happened to me? This is sort of old story because we haven't talked in a while. But Zoe, you know Zoe lives out here in Berlin. Zoe, who we
Yeah.
grew up with. So she invited me to hang out, and she invited me to go to a protest of the Alternative for Deutschland political party. So
Okay.
the Alternative for
Sound already
Deutschland,
sounds scary.
yeah. So the Alternative for Deutschland is like the new neo-Nazis. They're not, they don't say they're Nazis, but basically that's what people that are against them call them.
Right. Like the alt-right here.
They're the alt-right, yeah. They're the alt-right in Germany. They're the far, far right party. Just so to give you a little background on them, so you know a little bit about them. The main thing that I thought was the most fucked up, I mean, they're against refugees, they're against, they're about closing off. I mean, I bet if they had their way, they would want Germany to leave the EU and all this kind of stuff. They don't want to participate in the EU. But the most fucked up thing they said was that about the hol they're against the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin, because they said that Germany's the only country that has a monument of shame in the capital.
And that can't be true.
Yeah, well, I mean, America has like the Vietnam Memorial, which is basically just a, you know, that's not a proud memorial. And that's in the capital. You know, it's but I mean, if for people that are pretending or trying to pretend not to be Nazis, that's a pretty Nazi
But and
thing
we
to
have
say.
things for slavery. I mean, do we have, I don't know if we have like a monument, but we have museums and
Yeah, probably something in DC.
it's important for us to remember that and for people to remember
Yeah.
shit like
Well,
that.
so that's a little bit of them, and then they're climate change skeptics, which is really amazing for people from Europe. They want to reinstate the draft.
Mom.
They're anti-gay. They believe in
Of course.
reestablishing old gender roles, so they want women to not have to
Oh
work.
God.
So yeah. So basically,
Oh my God.
this is
Okay.
what they're all about. And it's funny because I was talking about it, and Zoe was telling me a little bit about it, and I was like, okay, Trump believes that. Trump believes that.
Wow.
So we meet, and we're talking about it, and we're in we go I a side note, I'm not taking the subway anymore because they gave Sonia a ticket, so I'm boycotting the subway. So I rode my bike, and the protest was really, really far away, so I had to ride all the way across the city to get there. And I locked my
Okay.
bike up, and the protest's starting, and then it's all these people, and there's tons of cops everywhere. There's all these cops, and it's a little unsettling because, you know, I'm a foreigner, and I'm in the middle of a protest. I'm like, am I gonna get like arrested and deported if I'm in the middle of this protest? And so the AFD, I didn't see them yet. They're not around yet. It's just the people against them waiting at the spot that they're gonna show up at, and they're gonna, I guess, try and block their path. But then I guess the AFD changed their route, so everybody, you know, all the organizers were getting everybody to move and go down into the subway. I'm boycotting the subway, and my bike is there, so I gotta ride my bike. So I tell Zoe, I say, okay, text me where you guys end up, and I'll meet you there. And so I go and get on my bike, and I already feel like way better because I'm not in the crowd anymore, and they're all on the subway. And so I'm riding. I don't know where they're going yet, so I just kind of am riding in the general direction that I think they're going. And then I get to this. I stop at a red light, and they're all coming out of the subway. I'm like, oh, I found them. That's pretty lucky. So all these protesters are filing out of the subway. And a little note about the protesters: they're all really skinny. They're all, you know, like gutter punk looking people. They're not Zoe and her friends. Actually, they're pretty fairly normal. There's some normal people mixed in, but there's a lot of, you know, gutter punky anarchist types. And they start to cross the street without when it's a green light. And the car that's right there, it's just some old square, and he honks the horn. And then the gutter punks attack. Like, they get so mad. They start. Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know if I support you guys anymore, because they started surrounding this old dude's car. It was maybe four or five of them, and they're like, "Fuck you, old man! Fuck you!" They're giving him the finger and stuff, and slapping his hood. And this dude, I don't think he even knew what was going on. He's just some old dude in his car, and he's sitting there going, "What is happening? Like, why?" Why am I being attacked by gutter punks?
Like what?
What did I do? You're blocking a light, and I don't understand. And from the perspective of them, they're thinking, oh, this is a fucking Nazi, because they're amped up and like have a tunnel of adrenaline. But that guy's not a Nazi, he's some old
He had
dude.
no idea. I mean, just imagine how terrifying that is. Like you're just going, you have no idea what's going on. You're going through your day. And you're like, hey, man, get out. And then it's like, what? All of a sudden, all these like crowd of gutter punks is like, fuck you, fascist.
And they got spiked hair and lip piercings.
And you're like, wait, what happened?
You fucking Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I don't know why you think that.
I'm just trying to get to work or whatever.
This is Sunday, so he was probably going to church. He's like, I'm trying to get to church. And they're like, oh, you're going to church? You fucking fascist. Of course you are.
Yeah. fucking sheep.
Yeah.
Something I want, it's like a total change of subject. Is there anything else you want to say about
Nazis? No.
While you're on this train of thought.
We all know Nazis suck. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, so I was listening to our first episode, The Nail Clippers, and it made me think of a question, a what would you do question. Mm. So let's say you have to pee, and you go, it's like a Starbucks bathroom or something, like a public bathroom that's not like disgusting like a dive bar.
Okay.
But like a lot of, it's like gross because it's a lot of people are using this bathroom. You have to pee. And before you can pee, you drop something, let's say nail clippers, into the toilet. Something you don't need, something you could leave. What do you do at that point? Do you pee on top of it and be like, fuck the next person and not flush? Or do you going to look for a bag?
Okay, so it's my scenario, but you're not at home. You're not at home.
Yeah, which is what – and when I said I would reach into a clean bowl to pull it out and wash my hand, I would do that at my house. I would not do that at a Starbucks bathroom.
Okay, couple ideas. Do I have a pencil or any kind of long – I would try and troubleshoot for a little while. I think I would give myself, I would give myself around 5 minutes of thinking of a way to maybe get it out. If it took me longer than 5 minutes, if I don't have a pencil, if I don't have a way to get it out, that doesn't involve me putting my hand in there, I'm probably gonna be a dick and pee on it, and just leave.
Okay. Okay.
What would you do?
Yeah, same things. Troubleshoot. Maybe I wouldn't pee on it. Maybe I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna have to find another bath. If there's another bathroom I could find.
And then would you tell the employee like,
hey? Yeah, I'd be like, that would probably be the good thing to do, right? I drop that, something and.
That would be the good thing to do. But I realistically, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because that's embarrassing. And
yeah, and I mean, I don't like talking to...
It's not that embarrassing, but it's like...
You got to find somebody.
You then gave them this problem to deal with.
Right, and they'll be pissed at you, and then you have to apologize.
And they actually have to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's their job. They have to figure out a way.
And it's funny because it will be so much worse if you peed on it, and then you wouldn't see their face, but you can just imagine, like, how... Oh, man. Can you imagine if that was your job?
Yeah. But what, like, now imagine it happened with you. You pooped in this Starbucks bathroom and then you drop something in.
Yeah, that thing's.
Then what do you do? Because then you're like,
I might try. If it was nail clippers, if it was that size, I might try it. I'd roll the dice and see what happened if I flushed.
Ooh, but that could go real wrong. Like it could flush, and then the whatever fucked up shit happens after you leave and you're gone. But
it could overflow on you, and then you're really comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's real tough. That's a tough situation. I don't even want to think about that. The poop scenario with public. That gives me anxiety.
And then there's like someone like,
are waiting.
You, like you're trying to figure the situation. Is you, what's going on in there, man? You okay? And you're like, I'm fine. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Somebody's in here. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't even like it when I, you know, sometimes you have to take a shit in there and then the next person comes in and it's real stinky. It's real embarrassing.
I mean, that sucks when I have to poop at work because it's like one person bathroom situation, and I'm using the same bathroom as the customers. And then it's like I have this fear of like I take a real stinky shit and then somebody comes in after me and then they're my table. You know?
Yeah, that's not appetizing.
I know. Oof. But sometimes, like, you know, I have long shifts. Sometimes you have to poop at work.
Yeah, man. I hear that. Well, this is something to think about. This is a good good little area to explore.
So, right. Well, I was thinking because of the bag thing was so brilliant. Look for like extra trash bags or something that you could reach in with.
Yeah, bathrooms
like
usually,
under the sink. Maybe there's like trash bag. Yeah.
Bathrooms usually have extra trash bags. This is good. And trash bags are big, so you can get it all the way up your arm, and they're thick. Yeah. They're the thicker plastic, so you don't really have to feel what you're touching.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's the move. You heard it here first.
Life hack.
Yeah. All right, we're saving lives.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was good talking to you, bro. I gotta go.
Okay, man.
I love you. Talk to you later.